says, he calls it Yoim Simchas of Shimei Vayechoi. Not clear while that is the name of Shira. But what does seem to be clear is that it's his day. It's something which it's Mashmos is that that's when he got his smicha for Akiva. That's when his chelik of Torah became Nisgala. That's his day. It's fascinating. It's a chelik of Torah that will probably never have any real shaychus to it. But because of its ramus, he himself said, the Gemara says, Shnu midoisai, because my midas are trumas of the midas of Rav Akiva. It's ki'ilu, there's some sort of essence of Torah in Rav Shimba Yechoy's Torah. And I guess tonight is a time of a skula when we can have some negia in his Torah. Some sense of understanding what's the yichud of chelik of Torah. At least to have an understanding of what's miyachid the chelik of Torah that Reb Shimon Yochai was manchel to call Yisrael. In the Seder of the Sfiras Oima, which counts up to Torah, to Matan Torah, each night is misyachid to a different mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, in a way that's reflected in Torah, different in Yonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala. The night of Lag BaOmer is called Hoyt Shebehoyt. There's a midah of Hashem Agdulo Vagur Vatiferes Vaneitzach Vahoyt. There's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Hoyt, and we're enjoined to emulate it. And the midah of Hoyt Shebehoyt is the Yichud of Shem Vayechoyt. In the Pizman, in Bar Yochai that we sing, one of the refrains is Moishavtoi v'shavto, yoyim nasto, yoyim shabarachto, v'mayres tzurim shamarato, shom koniso hoitcho v'adorcho. You are kind of the mid of hoit and hador, which come together. You are kind of on the day, on that fateful day that you ran, you had to run away, that chelik of Torah, you are kind of in the mayra. And that's where you acquired your Hoyd v'Hodah. Hoyd is a midah that's written only about two others. Moshe Rabbeinu, v'nasata mehoydcha olav. Moshe's transition, the midah, was the Hoyd. And the Melech HaMashiach, it says, Hoyd v'Hodah tatreyu. The midah of Hoyd is a unique midah. It's Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Shaykh to Reb Shimon, and Shaykh to Melech HaMashiach. The mid of Hoyd itself, the word Hoyd is a strange confluence of two words that are almost tied to this Asher. The word Hoyd implies a certain Yofi, and as such, it's an attractive force. And hoyd implies a certain awe, something that comes from fear, and something that distances people. But they couldn't look at Moshe Rabbeinu's, the Koran Arpon of Rashi says that was the Karni hoyd of Moshe. The hoyd of Moshe was that which pushed them away. It carries in itself the essence of fear, which is something that repels. So we ask ourselves, what is that midah of hoyd? The midah of yofi is a midah that attracts. It forms the backdrop for ava. When something is yofer, then ava follows because it's the midah that attracts it. But what do we do with a midah like hoyd, which carries in itself a connotation of fear and a connotation of beauty. What is that that has in itself both in yoni? So I'd like to serve the Rambam, we say many times. And then the Rambam explains, after he speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Rambam says that there's a chiyuv of Ava Yira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we've described and defined HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a Nichbad, Noira, and the mitzvah is to be of Ava Yira. He says, what's the derech for Ava Yira? So he says, Bishosh is Bainin Odom Bemaisov, Ubruva Nifloim Agdoilim. When a person is Nisboinin in the Bria, and he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous Chochma, Miyad Hu Oyevu Meshabeach Hu Mefoer, Hu Misave Taiv Agdoila, Leid Hashem Agoda. The Chelik HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Giluyim in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Giluyim of Chochma, is something which evokes in a person lefoyer. In other words, it's a description of pe'er, and it evokes in a person tremendous tshuka to come close. And then he says, u'kashemechashe b'dvor ma'elu atzman, as the person is thinking about this, miyadu nirtel achoyrav, he's thrown back, v'yefachet, is overcome by fear, he recognizes that he is a nothing. With a smidgen of das and seichel, standing with a tomim deus. So the mitzvah of Aven Yira in the Rambam's description is a mitzvah that takes place when a person is makir. It's Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gadlus HaChachma. He speaks about it in terms of the Bria. And a person is Mismale Ava. And then a person thinks about who's the one that said it. Who's the one that brought into being. He recognizes the awesomeness of the God behind it. And he's thrown back and pushed away. So there's a pendulum that swings from being attracted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to being thrown back. And that's a pendulum that vacillates between Av and Yira. We have it in Talmud Torah also. Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim, was madrich us how to learn. And he said that a person's learning itself should be totally focused on that which a person is learning. So a person is learning Shnayim Shoichsim, a person learns about two people that are struggling over a beged, the tainis, the relative tainis, the relative value of the tainis, the shvua. That's what a person is involved in. And it is the nature of chachma that a person allows himself to become absorbed by it. And the enjoyment and the pleasure of it is part and parcel of the Talmud Torah. The Vaharev Nashem Lekenu is part of it. And then Reb Chaim says, every so often, a person should take out a Musa Sefer and learn Musa and learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Mitzvah Torah, and bring Yira into himself. So even in Talmud Torah, we have a pendulum swinging between the tshuka of the Chochmas HaTorah that is moish of the person, and the person is involved in it. So then thinking about Misha Oma Vayoylam and who is the Mitzvah of Torah, the Koilas and the Brachim of Torah for the Yira and the Reses and the Zeh and so on. That's true about the entirety of Torah also. But we understand that this dichotomy between the sense of being attracted to it, and the sense of awe being thrown back, the gap between the two is because it's because there is a gap between the Torah Shabbai and the Mitzvah Shabbai. It's something the Baal HaTanya gives a mashal of Talmud Torah, and he says, he speaks about the tremendous mile of Talmud Torah, that somebody's like Mechavik the Melech. He says, what's the difference if you're Mechavik with one beged or many begadim? You're still being Mechavik, the person within the begadim. That's true. But the coarser the beged is, the more layers of beged, it takes another split second of perception to see that within the beged there's the bala beged, and that gap allows us to become lost in the shnayim oichsin shaboy, and then to be overawed by who it is that was mitzama shnayim oichsin and who it is that told us what right is and what wrong is. But somewhere, if the Baal HaTanya says there are layers of levushim, Torah, we can only be shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through some levush. There has to be a layer that is closest, thinnest, that the perception, the gap between the wearer of the beged and the beged kaviyachol are kemat not there. Boruchi nafsi es Hashem, Hashem elokai gadalta me'oid. The opening line of the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gadalta me'oid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to give, gadalta is the chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to reach out. Hoid v'hoda levashta, oita oyek asalma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first beged, the first thinnest beged, the first layer is called hoid. Oyer is, the oyer is afterwards. Adam HaRishon wore begadim. We, by us it says kasnas oyer with an ayin. The word kasnas oyer, ayin, is the same letters as iver. The beged stops sight at the guf. It blocks the guf from the person who's looking. B'Teirasa Shreb Meir it says, Ayakasuv, Kosnes Oyer with an aleph. That means the beged was so thin, so close, that the Oyer of Adam HaRishon, the Oyer of Adam HaRishon suffused it. It kemat didn't block it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first levisha, the first dawning of words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself, there's nothing. The first beged is called Hoid V'Hoda, and Oita Oirik Asalm Oir is the second to that Hoid V'Hoda. So that means there's a chelik where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks through course of begadim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us in the language of Shnayim Oichsin, it goes through many stages of right and wrong, of Toyin V'Nitin, of Muchzik, of Shvua, and it comes down. It's the same Melech, that's true, but there's room for that split. There's room for that chelik of a gap. There's a moment that our seichel can revel in the geshmak of the svara and of the chachma of Shnayim Oichsin, and it takes a second later that we look up and say, where did that come from? Like the Rambam when he starts Pirshei Mishnayos in Inyan. Siva Hashem, Oma Hashem, Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. That's that chelik of Torah. And even though both halves are true, But the fact that there's a gap, that it's two separate inyanim, is a certain, it's a chayse madrega. It says by Moshe, when he was told to give an asata mehoitcha al Yeshua, so the Baal HaTurim says mehoitcha is begematria hasoid, and he says it meant that he's to give him over ma'isa merkava ma'isa bracious. The chilek haTorah that is called hoit is this chelik. Because as a person is talking about it, as a person is oisik in it, the mushal and the nimshal are frightfully close together. There's no gap. We're not talking about people fighting over a garment and then we're thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahalchim Kaviyachu. And that's why this Chelik of Torah is unique. The Chelik of Torah is Shayach to Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's everything. His Hoyt was the perception of Torah where people were attracted and pushed back at the same time. It was Shayach to Shimon ben Yochai, who was Megala this Chelek of Torah. And we have a Chelek of Torah that forever Zeicha to be Oisik in it, to whatever Dargah is Zeicha Oisik in it, he's being Oisik in a Levush, that the Levush itself is Oira. He's being Oisik in a Kostas Oir. He's talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzifisa, Merkava, who stands on my right side, who stands on my left side, Kaviyahu. Those are all mishaskos where there is kemat, no barrier to between the Balha Memra and the Memra itself. And it's the yud of Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach is supposed to bring back the Bria to where the gap between the expression of Torah and Torah itself is narrowed to almost nothing. So if we're to ask ourselves, what's the chelik of Torah that we're oisik in? What's the chelik of Torah that the Rav Shimon Chor is megalatos? It's the chelik of Torah with the Yiras Shemayim and the Torah become inseparable. For us, it means that the tshuka to learn about these inyanim, for us, the Nefesh HaChaim's gap is painful sometimes. A person comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's oisik in Torah, and he's toyim the tam of Torah, and he's toyim the tam of the chachma, and his misaved the taiva gedola that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rama writes about in the world, he feels it in Torah. And then there are times when we feel the mi anoichi beri afela oimevim tumim deyas and deyar kala and so on. We feel the sense of Yerushalayim, whether it's tefillah, whether it's Musar, or some is greatness. And for Baal Nefesh, it's troubling that somehow there's a gap between the two. That somehow it's machshavas that lead into each other, but it's not one and the same. The Torah that he was megalatos, and that we can draw on it, and each gedolim, whether it's Ramchal, whether it's the Gdoil Chassidus, whether it's others, Talmid Agra, that we're able to bring it down a little bit. The yichud of those Divrei Torah is that it was given, that we can sense in it, in the chachma that we're mishteikeh, we sense the yira of our katnus. When Malachim complained why Torah was given to us, they didn't complain about Shoshana Zipporah. He said, Ashatno hoitcha al Hashamayim. The height of Torah doesn't belong in the world. Shoshana belongs in the world. And whoever is smart is going to learn from that. But to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas at the highest dargis, that doesn't belong there. It's the tshuka nishtekus for anyone who's a Baal Avoda, a Baal Nefesh, to be able to be toyim a tam of that Torah, that at the same time dizzies a person with a tremendous sense of chachma and a tremendous meshicha to try to get closer to where it's coming from, and gives the person at that same time, at the very same time, the sense of the tremendous gap between where I am and where it's coming from. It's a Torah that stops, it's mufka from the world of being intellectual exercise, and it's a mufka from regish. It's the imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, and the imminence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his chachma. And that's the inyan that we want to be zeicha. The hoyd v'hoda, the Rishir Chai bought this world. When Rishir Chai was nifta, it says in the pasuk, that it says he's finished with the word chayim. We've read it a few times over. And they answered back that Chaim Shal Mimcha Erech Yom Nasata. The second part of that pasuk is the Hoyd V'Hodat HaKrei. In the Chaim of Reb Shimei Choy, the Chiz of Shimei Choy, he was crowned with Hoyd V'Hoda. His Torah is crowned by Hoyd V'Hoda, and we and if we mizdabik and we shteik to that Chayat of Torah, we can also gain an entrance to the hoid and the hod of Torah.